A New York-based artist has become an unlikely source of revenue for a lot of Maine lobstermen. Internationally renowned sculptor Orly Ganger makes massive works of art using rope, particularly discarded lobster line. Ganger's latest project is a monumental sculpture to be installed in South Korea next year, utilizing more than 3 million feet of rope. And to craft the piece, she's prepared to pay fishermen good money for outdated trap lines they don't have much use for. Tom Porter has more.
There's a saying back in England, money for old rope, meaning to get payment for something which is seemingly worthless. Easy money, in other words. Well, that phrase is now a reality for many Maine lobstermen, thanks to the world of modern art. Down on Portland's working waterfront recently, Laura Ludwig slides open the back of her U-Haul. Ludwig, who used to work for the Maine Department of Marine Resources, was contracted last summer by New York artist Orly Ganger to buy back 200,000 pounds of rope from New England fishermen, most of them Maine lobstermen. Inside the U-Haul truck is an example of Ganger's artwork, a 5-foot by 2-foot hand-crocheted section of a painted rope blanket is probably the best way to describe it.
I asked her to make a sample so that I can show lobstermen as I collect their line or talk to them about it. The scale of her operation. She's a very small woman.
Let's see how heavy it is. My God, that's heavy.
Probably 80 pounds of rope right here.
Nearby are two barrels of old rope left there by lobstermen for Ludwig to inspect. The rope's probably around 5 to 7 years old, she guesses, and no longer good for fishing.
This line is very heavily chafed. You can see that it's kind of fuzzy and might have some weak spots that you can actually see in it. Because it is in direct contact with the ocean floor, it really does abrade quite readily. Yeah. So they can't fish this anymore, but it's perfect for an artist.
Ludwig has just spent several days traveling the Maine coast, paying 50 cents a pound for old lobster rope. This time round, she's bought nearly 30,000 pounds of the stuff. That's about 15 tons. She says about 120,000 pounds of rope have now been collected from more than 200 lobstermen since the project was launched. When completed, it will have put $100,000 back into the pockets of people like Tom Martin of Cape Elizabeth, who has just sold 1,000 pounds of rope.
I mean, it's money we never thought we had coming. It's stuff that otherwise would be thrown away, and then there's money in your pocket to invest in new rope or traps or whatever you might want to put that money towards. It's very, very helpful.
This isn't the first time Maine lobstermen have turned in old rope for other uses. When federal regulations were introduced in 2009 to outlaw the standard floating trap lines as a way to protect against whale entanglements, a program was set up to let fishermen turn in their floating rope and get a voucher to buy new gear. The cast-offs were put to commercial use by a company in Waldeboro that made colourful doormats. But the lobstermen soon discovered that their new sinking rope, which spends more time on the rugged ocean bottom, wears out much more quickly. The result? A lot more used rope. For artist Orly Ganger, this was a welcome opportunity, a case of waste not, want not.
The original draw was just the accessibility and the economics of it.
Ganger used to work with climbing rope, she explains, but as her sculptures became bigger, this became too expensive. The availability at low cost of a large amount of recycled lobster rope provided a perfect solution.
It was an opportunity to get a tremendous amount of material within budget that worked for me. And then there was this added extra bonus of actually recycling a material.
So the fact that you're actually providing some kind of economic benefit to people as well is a driver.
Yeah, economic benefit to them and to myself.
Ganger's been working with lobster rope for a few years now, and this latest work will be her largest and most labor-intensive yet when it's unveiled in Seoul next year, more than twice as big as anything else she's done. Many details of the privately funded project are being kept under wraps, but Ganger says the sculpture is being assembled piecemeal in her New York studio, where she and a couple of assistants are hand-knotting the rope and painting it. It will then be shipped over on pallets to South Korea, where the sculpture will be put together in its final form.
The idea of reusing a material for a purpose that it was not originally intended in and of itself contains a beauty.
Ganger needs to collect another 80,000 pounds of rope by September. But that shouldn't be a problem, says Cape Elizabeth lobsterman Tom Martin.
You know, we've probably got another 1,000 pounds if she ever would come back. It's easy for us to give it away. It's hard for them to create the art.
For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.